Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your wake-up call. Wake up the passion in God's purpose in you. Purchase Wake Up Call, the book by Arthur Pastor Annie Sally. Tune in to Wake Up Call Radio Show. Join host Pastor Warren and Annie Sally and their guests for a powerful dialogue. Real talk for everyone. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hello, and welcome to the Wake Up Call Radio Talk Show. I'm Pastor Annie Sally.
And I'm Pastor Warren Sally.
Thank you for joining us. You can join us right here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. Well, today we're super excited because we have been talking about spiritual abuse mm-hmm. in the church mm-hmm. for the last, 3 to 4 weeks.
Right.
And today we have a special edition, a 90-minute series on spiritual abuse in the church. Today we have with us once again Pastor Angela Williams. She's Amen. The pastor. She's a pastor and she's also the author mm-hmm. of Spiritual Abuse in the Church.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Wake Up Call Show, Pastor.
Praise God! I'm excited to be here today.
All right. I know you are. We have been having a great time on this topic, and people have really been blessed. We've gotten lots of feedback on this series, and we are so excited to be back today for a 90-minute series on the topic, spiritual abuse in the church.
Yes, ma'am. God is good. God is good. I'm excited.
Amen.
I'm ready. Yes.
Amen. Pastor, can you take your phone off speaker?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
It's on. It's kind of feedback.
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Very good. It's better when it's off of speaker. Well, tell our listeners and our viewers three things you would like them to know about you.
Well, first of all, I'm a woman of God that truly loves the Lord, and I'm not afraid to tell the truth. Number two, I'm a pastor, and I pastor the church here in Columbia, Rejoice Christian Center. I love what I do. I'm also an author. This is my second book. And number three, I'm working on my doctoral degree at South Carolina State, and I'm a teacher at Richland School District 1.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. Well, our scripture today is coming from Ephesians. Ephesians 6
okay.
and 12, okay,
mm-hmm.
where Paul confirms mm-hmm. The need for us to be proactive in the fight against forces of darkness.
Right.
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers,
mm-hmm.
against authorities, against powers of this dark world,
mm-hmm.
and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So with that being
mm-hmm.
said, we want to further examine some of the characteristics and the symptoms of spiritual abuse in the church. Or spiritual abuse that affects the church and individuals
as well.
Okay?
Right. Gotcha.
Amen. John 3:16 and through 17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but through him that the world will be saved."
Amen. Amen. Well, we established that fact.
Okay.
And
now let's give them the disclaimer.
Okay. You want to go ahead and share that?
Okay, well,
yeah, every church is not a church of spiritual abuse.
Thank you. Let Pastor do it. Go ahead, Pastor.
Give us a disclaimer. Every church is not a church of, praise God, everybody's church is not a church of spiritual abuse, and every leader is not a bad leader. It's just some churches, but God has allowed us to know that things are happening in the body that shouldn't be happening, and he needs us to fix it.
Amen. So that's good. And I would also like to say, also, we always say, if the shoe fits, then you wear it.
Okay. All right.
Right.
All
so,
right.
We'll go with that.
Amen. Okay. What is spiritual abuse? And I'm going to read a definition. Spiritual abuse, as we are addressing it here, can be defined as the injury of a person's spiritual health.
Mm-hmm.
It is the use of religion and spiritual concept to gain or maintain undue power over another person. The cause could rise from a doctrinal error that puts a person into a performance-based relationship with God, or it could be the result of a person trying to meet their legitimate need by illegitimate means that weaknesses their own spiritual health. It weakens your own spiritual health by trying to meet someone else's needs. Okay? So that's a definition for spiritual abuse. And then also, we have defined it, we have talked about some of the causes, and we want to highlight some of those causes first before we get further into our discussion. And here we go. These are symptoms. These are causes, and these are symptoms, the things that will help you identify whether or not this is happening in your church. Does the leadership teach that God must speak to them first before God will speak to you?
Does the leadership curse anyone, any people, or anybody who tries to leave or who has left the church?
And does he or she teach that the church is the only true church?
And it also says, are you forbidden to talk to anyone who has left the church?
Amen. Amen. And are you forbidden? No. Do they overemphasize on teaching on submission or leadership? Okay.
Another one is, are you forbidden to attend or visit any other church that is outside of your denomination or fellowship?
Amen. And then, are people publicly embarrassed or humiliated by the leadership?
Are you afraid to voice your opinion contrary to leadership?
Okay. And marriages are broken by leadership. And we're stating these so that you can get a grist, an understanding, the gist as to what spiritual abuse is. Okay. Because so oftentimes you could be so close to it where you don't even
realize that
you're actually under this type of abuse. Okay. So those were just a few that we wanted to share with you to give you a general idea of what spiritual abuse is.
Okay.
And Pastor, you also shared with us last week, and I want to go ahead and put that out there. You shared with us, okay, I'm trying to get to it right now. I had it documented here. I wanted to ask you. Oh, your definition, according to your book, Spiritual Abuse in the Church. What is your working definition for spiritual abuse?
Okay, I stated that spiritual abuse occurs when a person in religious authority or a person with a spiritual practice misleads and maltreats another person in the name of God or in the name of the church or even in mystery or of any spiritual concept. And I told you it was domination, control, and manipulation, and it's witchcraft in the church.
Amen. Amen. And that's what I wanted you to share right there so that we can further help our listeners and our viewers understand just what a spiritual abuse is and how devastating it can be and how devastating it is. Yeah, absolutely. Jeremiah 5:26-31 describes a perversion of justice in Israel. When those in authority, the prophets, the priests, were adding to their own wealth, to their own power and prestige, at the expense, he angered God, who asked, shall I not visit for these things? The same perversion of justice is described again in Jeremiah 6, verses 13 through 14, where the false leaders gave lip service to healing and saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Amen. Praise God. Well, spiritual abuse in the church is our theme, and we just want to go ahead and highlight some of the things that we have talked about. However, today, our whole objective is to help our listeners and our viewers work toward healing. You know, we have identified it. Right. We have talked about it. We have heard from others that have been affected by spiritual abuse over the last several weeks. Now, today, our whole goal and objective is to help them find healing and hopefully and prayerfully a place to recommit themselves. Mm-hmm. Because you stated the scripture in John 3:16, for God sent his son that we may have life.
Right.
You know, he sent his son that we may have life and it more abundantly. So this is not God's objective. This is not God's doing. However, and Pastor Williams, you stated last week that that people tend to fault God and blame God because of their pain. And it is not God that has inflicted this pain on them. However, God is a merciful God. He's a loving God. He sent his son that you may have life and you may have it more abundantly. God sent his son that you would be delivered and set free. You know, he did not send his son to enslave us in bondage. However, the enemy has sowed this seed in ministries, in so many ministries, and people are taking it out on God and they're leaving and abandoning the house of God because of the fact.
Right.
So that's why we want to talk about healing. How do you find healing? How do you find how do you regain your strength and find a new church and find a what type of church? And you talked about it, Pastor, in your book, the type of church and how do you find this church? And we've also stated that you want to find a word-based church, a church that you can follow along in the Word of God, you know, because if we don't be careful as people, if we don't be careful, we can find ourselves in some very situations such as this. In very bad places because people err when they turn away from the Word of God. And so oftentimes we get caught up in emotionalism and we don't even realize when God left the building. You know, that's how cults are formed. That's how cults are formed. You know, they start off with the Word of God and they detour and you don't even have a clue or people don't have a clue when they detoured, you know, from the truth to their own way of things. And that's why we wanted to bring this series, because I cannot tell you, you know, of the calls and how many people I have ministered to because of spiritual abuse in the church. And the main thing they say is, you know, if this is what church is about, I don't want it. But this is not God's design. But this was not God. We're blaming the wrong person. God did not do this. God planted good seeds, but the enemy came and he sowed thistles among the seeds. And that's why we have this all over the world, because people, you know, even
I agree. Hello? Leave that cut off. And I got my phone number. Thank you. Can you hear me? 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 Can you hear me?
Good.